This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, December 21st. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up in the latest environmental almanac, Rob Cantor has some Christmas shopping ideas for nature lovers. And a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana. But first, today's news. Champaign County may not be totally in the clear when it comes to its long-delayed nursing home construction project, but a state decision means it could open as soon as next month. Illinois Health Facilities Planning Board has voted unanimously to renew its permit for the nursing home, which was supposed to open earlier this year. Problems with mold and with the climate control system have pushed back the opening date and pushed up the cost of the new facility. But Nursing Home Director Andrew Buffenbarger says extending the permit will clear the way for a late January or early February move, pending final public health inspections.
We're prepping the building right now with cleaning and waxing floors and making sure all the equipment is in place. So what we're trying to do is time the building's preparedness to match the public health inspection results so that we're able to move really quickly after we get that approval.
Health Facilities Planning Board spokeswoman Kimberly Parker says despite the unanimous approval, board members did discuss what she calls apparent violations of state rules. They involve repairs made without prior state approval, something county officials said had to be done because of time constraints. The planning board forwarded those concerns to legal counsel, but did not take action on them at Wednesday's meeting. Urbana police will receive wage increases of 3 to 3.5% for each year of their new four-year contract approved by the city council last night. But the most striking part of the agreement may be language that spells out terms for a Citizens Police Review Board. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
The contract spells out officers' rights before the review board. Officers can't be called to appear before the board against their will, and their records will be kept confidential. A side letter attached to the contract bars convicted felons from serving on the review board and bars the panel from conducting its own investigations separate from the police department. Mayor Laurel Prussing says the Citizens Review Board will focus not on the conduct of police officers directly, but whether the police department is investigating charges of misconduct properly.
If things are being covered up or something, then that would be the Civilian Review Board saying, wait a minute, this isn't being done right, and the burden is on the chief of police.
The Fraternal Order of Police demanded that language concerning a Citizens Police Review Board be included in the contract after a task force released its proposal for such a panel. Prussing says she expects the Urbana City Council will vote on a Citizens Police Review Board next year. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Illinois' utility regulator ordered an investigation yesterday of Ameren Corporation's readiness to deal with major power outages. The Illinois Commerce Commission will hire a consultant to study Ameren's power line system, maintenance, planning, communications, and its response to when the lights go out. Two major outages have hit Ameren's customers in Missouri and Illinois this year, severe windstorms in July and the November 30th ice storm. More than 500,000 customers were without power after both storms, some for days. Ameren officials have said the outages were unavoidable, but an ICC memo obtained by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch warned last year that Ameren's tree trimming didn't meet standards. The investigation will take 1 year. Champaign County's new provider of a program that helps residents pay their utility bills is being flooded with calls and walk-ins. The county's Regional Planning Commission has already received more than 200 inquiries about the Low-Income Heating Assistance Program, or LIHEAP. The county board approved the Planning Commission taking over the contract. The state recently pulled the Champaign County Urban League's contract with LIHEAP over unpaid utility bills. Planning Commission Executive Director John Dimmitt is asking recipients to be patient.
We're not geared up for a large volume of calls yet, as you might expect. We're just trying to get things together. What we can say is that anyone who had an appointment with the Urban League And they had appointments scheduled apparently clear into the month of February. We will do everything possible to honor those appointments.
Dimmitt asks that anyone who had an appointment with the Urban League to contact his office before coming in. The Regional Planning Commission has ordered more phone lines to handle the increase in calls. It's also getting some help from state workers and staff from the East Central Illinois Community Action Agency, which administers LIHEAP in Vermilion County. 10 employees at the Urban League were laid off when the agency lost its contract. Dimmitt says he expects his office to begin hiring LIHEAP staff by mid-January and encourages those who lost their jobs to apply. He says it's not yet known how many employees will be needed. Illinois is on pace to have its lowest number of traffic deaths since 1924. State officials credit the trend to a crackdown on drunken driving and a change in seatbelt laws. As of yesterday, 1,221 people died in 2006 on Illinois roads. That's down 7.9% from 1,325 deaths through the same date in 2005. According to Illinois' Department of Transportation, if the number of traffic deaths stays below 1,300 for the year, it would be the lowest total since 1924, when 1,065 people died. Mike Stout, Director of Traffic Safety for IDOT, says seatbelt usage increased from 86% to 88% this year. He says that police over the last 2 years have increased the number of periods when they run checkpoints and patrol heavily to stop drunk driving. The federal government still has concerns about Indiana's billion-dollar proposal to pay a group led by IBM to help run programs for food stamps, Medicaid, and other assistance for the needy. Government agencies have given the go-ahead to the deal, but the U.S. Department of Agriculture says it will be watching closely. In a letter Monday, the USDA said it had concerns, including the delegation of duties between state and vendor employees and vendor oversight. Meanwhile, two prominent Democrats in Congress have reservations about the plan. They're Congressman Henry Waxman of California, incoming chairman of the House Government Reform Committee, and Iowa Senator Tom Harkin, the incoming chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee. They say there have been numerous problems with the benefits of the privatization plan in Texas, which should serve as a warning about pursuing a similar one in Indiana. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. There are only four more shopping days until Christmas. In the latest environmental almanac, Rob Cantor advocates a little shameless commerce with an eye to the nature lovers on your list.
Are there nature lovers on your holiday shopping list? If so, I've got some suggestions for how you can help them connect with the natural wonders of Illinois. As a bonus, you can obtain these gifts without a trip to the mall. Start with field guides from the Illinois Natural History Survey, which you can purchase at Survey Headquarters on South Oak Street in Champaign. Free parking, no crowds. The field guides published by the Natural History Survey are similar to the national guides you may be more familiar with, but they're written and photographed by scientists from Illinois, and they contain more detailed information about ranges and habitats in our state. The most recent addition to the survey's field guide series is the Skipper Butterflies of Illinois. It includes full accounts of the 59 species of skipper butterflies found in the state, along with more than 400 color photographs. This book complements two of the other field guides available from the survey, the Butterflies of Illinois and the Silk Moths of Illinois. If you're shopping for someone who's interested in more down-to-earth critters, you can't go wrong with the Field Guide to Amphibians and Reptiles of Illinois. Like other guides, this book helps to answer that most important question in the field, what is it? But it's also an eye-opener. When people just browse the photographs of some of the fascinating snakes, frogs, toads, lizards, and salamanders that can be found right here in Illinois, they might also be inclined to go looking for them. Are there people on your list who enjoy kayaking or canoeing? Help them learn the difference between a rabbit's foot and a pistol grip with the Field Guide to Freshwater Mussels of the Midwest. If you'd prefer to give a gift to be enjoyed inside, and one that can be ordered by phone, consider a year's subscription to the Illinois Steward magazine, which is published by the U of I Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Sciences, along with other affiliates. The Steward introduces readers to wildlife, natural areas, and important issues in conservation with captivating photographs and top-notch writing. It's a quarterly reminder of the many natural treasures that are ours to enjoy and protect. The publishers of the Illinois Steward also produce a set of note cards featuring scenes from around the state that makes an excellent gift. Another subscription possibility is Outdoor Illinois, a monthly magazine published by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. As a DNR publication, Outdoor Illinois may hold special appeal for the hunters and anglers on your list. If you're buying for birders, stop by the gift shop at the Urbana Park District's Anita Purvis Nature Center. Again, free parking, no crowds. There you can pick up Birds of Illinois, a field guide with state-specific range maps and more detailed accounts of life history and conservation topics than you'll find in bird guides with a wider focus. If you want a gift for someone who would like to bird more but doesn't know where to go, give them the book Birding Illinois, which describes how to get around and what you can expect to see at more than 110 locations throughout the state. With a little luck, you'll be finished shopping early and have some time to get out for yourself.
Rob Cantor is a writer with the UIUC Environmental Council. To find out more about Environmental Almanac or listen to it again, follow the links on our website at wiol.uiuc.edu. Support for Environmental Almanac comes from the UI Office of Continuing Education. In the forecast for East Central Illinois, expect rain today with lows in the upper 40s, the chance of rain 70% this evening. Showers likely tomorrow as well, with a high in the upper 40s, the chance of rain at 60%. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, December 21st. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.